And I have a very important correction to make right now. I said last week that I would win Powerball, and it turns out that that has not happened yet. But you may have heard there is another Powerball jackpot drawing tonight. The prize is now up to $1.5 billion. It would be the largest jackpot in history. But it's not a coincidence that the prize is so huge. Lottery officials actually changed the rules last fall, paving the way for such a massive prize. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Jeremy. I'm laughing when you said that because that's the thing we all really believe we're going to win.
But we
right?
do. Well, so what happened? What was this rule change that they did?
So lottery officials realized as they were looking at this that lottery receipts were going down. Less people seemed to be playing the lottery. So they made a change which basically increased the amount of numbers that you need to choose from, meaning the choices got longer. More choices, harder to hit those numbers. The odds got longer. And they did this intentionally to boost those jackpots because people are only coming out and seem to be buying when the jackpots are really huge. So they intentionally change it. The good news, it's not really good news, but the slight silver lining compensation is that the red ball, the Powerball, there are less of them. So you have a better chance of winning $4, but for that $1.5 billion, it's getting further out of reach for us.
Well, why were the sales slipping on the Powerball?
Officials call it lottery fatigue. I don't know. I think, look, most of us realize that buying a lottery ticket is a losing proposition, right? And that we're not really going to win and maybe a waste of our money. We'd be better off investing it someplace else. So that rational thought seems to be with us. But when they get really big, it goes out the window. I'm sure you were online. I've bought one. I never play the lottery. And we get sort of sucked into that enthusiasm. It becomes a cultural event. We're all talking about it. At work, we're all buying tickets. And it pulls everybody in. So that's why they're looking for those jackpots to be bigger. Did they intend on this happening? I'm not so sure. And have they created a monster they can't control? Maybe.
Well, we actually talked to a lottery expert last week who said that he was not going to buy a ticket and therefore would have the same odds basically as anyone who did buy a ticket. And in fact, that was the case in the drawing last week. But what does this mean, though, for future jackpots, this rule change? Are they all going to be this big or even bigger?
I don't think we know yet. I mean, we have to see how this plays out. I mean, right now the odds are 1 in 292 million. And I'm sure you've seen all these stories flying around here at CNN. We say you have a better chance of being killed by an asteroid or, this is our favorite, being struck by lightning while you're drowning. So are they all going to be this big? By the way, if it doesn't go off tonight, the next one's 2 billion. I don't think they're all going to be this big. It might just be beginner's luck, but they're definitely going to be larger than we're used to seeing. Do we get used to that and stop playing? I think that's what people are worried about.
And just so people can feel good about themselves if they do go and waste their money on a Powerball ticket, where does the money go?
Okay, so lottery officials claim that it goes to fund these really important programs that have been squeezed, like education, parks, emergency responders, veterans' health, all that kind of stuff. The truth is, it does go into state budgets, but they tend to use it for whatever they need it for. Only about 15 states use most of the proceeds for education, according to the latest statistics. Pennsylvania, for instance, in one of our rights, they spend their lottery on programs for the elderly. So it does go into badly hurt state budgets. Is it for the program that you want? Maybe not.
Maggie Lake of CNN talking with us about the Powerball jackpot, which is now—
I'm going to win it, Jeremy. Yeah,
I know,
no
you
bother.
Are.
Well,
we
win
yeah,
it.
So I was going to say we'll see you next week, but maybe we won't
maybe
because
not.
You're going to be off in the Caribbean. Maggie, thank
Let's
you.
Hope.
This is Here and Now.